As Richard Harris mentioned at the beginning of his story, it is possible to do some genetic testing for Alzheimer's disease. Karen Wolf is a genetic counselor at the Harvey Institute of Human Genetics in Baltimore. Ms. Wolf, remind us of what you can do now with genetic testing with regard to Alzheimer's, and should people be tested?
Oh, that's a hard question. What we can do right now for genetic testing for Alzheimer's is very limited. There's a set of gene characteristics that are associated with an increased risk to develop Alzheimer's disease, and that test right now is most useful for people who have early signs of dementia and are wondering if they have Alzheimer's disease or not.
It would be effective in early onset, the rare form of early onset Alzheimer's.
Right. It's helpful for pinning down a diagnosis, but its usefulness is somewhat limited because, again, it's not a one-to-one correlation. If you have this set of genes, it doesn't mean, yes, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease.
And there's also, what does it really mean? What can you do? I've heard it argued that it could be unethical to test for something for which there's no prevention or treatment available.
Right. There is some controversy about it, and I think sort of our best example from the world of genetics is looking at what's being done with Huntington's disease, which is similar. We can now predict people who will get Huntington's disease. There's a gene test. You draw the blood, you have the gene mutation, then you're going to get the disease. And again, it's a disease for which we can do nothing about. We have no cure for it. People are coming in trying to decide whether to have testing, and one reason that genetic counselors see people is to help them make that decision. What use is this test really going to be for me? What can I really do if I have the gene? Do I want to know?
Give us an example of a gene test that would be recommended almost universally.
Well, right now, things that are being recommended are more along the lines of childhood onset conditions like cystic fibrosis. Now the American College of OBGYN has recommended that all couples of Northern European descent get tested to find out if they're carriers for cystic fibrosis.
And they would have a choice then as to whether or not to have a child.
Right.
Now, is there anything that is effective if there is a suspicion of family history? Let's say a family history of colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a good thing to have a genetic test for that?
Well, here's a case where actually it probably might be helpful, because if we suspect that there's a hereditary colon cancer syndrome running in the family, and there are a couple of them, and there are a couple of them for which there's genetic testing available, if we can offer that family gene mutation testing and identify a mutation associated with the cancer in the family, people who are found to have the mutation can go ahead and start getting colonoscopies at an earlier age, perhaps leading to early detection and treatment of the cancer. And then even the flip side of that is other people in the family who are at risk, who may be having colonoscopies every year, might find out they're not at risk at all to get the colon cancer at an early age and can stop having colonoscopies, which a lot of people will tell you is a good idea.
I have read there could be genetic testing for 400 diseases. I think that could go up quite a bit in the years to come.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the message here, the genetic testing issues are going to become far more complex than they are now.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, I think right now, you know, when we're looking especially at the what we call the more complex diseases of adulthood, things like high blood pressure and heart disease, you know, family histories of stroke, there's probably going to be more than one gene that's associated with those conditions, and I think genetic testing is going to get a lot more complicated.
Ms. Wolf, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Karen Wolf is a genetic counselor at the Harvey Institute of Human Genetics in Baltimore.